back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to run down to Ann Arbor right now, spend a little time with Alan Amici. He's the president and CEO of the Center for Automotive Research. And I have to say, Carr has been a great partner for us since our beginnings 13 years ago, and we have valued it a great deal. Alan, welcome to the show, and thanks for bringing your organization into this fold.
Chris, thank you very much. A pleasure to be here, and nice to see you again.
All right, so let's look at 23, and what were some of the highlights that Carr had that year?
2023 was a transition year for us at Carr. We said goodbye to a number of people that retired or left the organization, and it was a rebuilding year. So we brought in a number of experienced executives from the automotive industry. These are colleagues that I worked with and others that I knew in the industry to really bolster the capability, knowledge base of the Carr organization. And so we brought in people from Ford Motor Company, like our head of research, Prasad, and we had Mario Zinios join us, who was a vice president at Stellantis and at Motorola for a number of years. We brought in Ann Schlenker, who was an industry veteran from Chrysler and from Argonne National Labs, and Steve Polakowski and Brian Beachy and some others. So a transition for us, making sure that Carr has the most experienced resources available that can not only figure out the what, but also the so what. And so that's been a big year for us.
Well, I got to tell you, that sounds like an all-star lineup. You had a good draft year. Congratulations.
We had a good, almost as good as the Detroit Lions this year.
Almost. But still, we need both of you guys. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about what it is that Carr does. Because we go back to, you know, as you know, Dr. David Cole, mm-hmm. who pretty much started the organization. Yeah. And its evolution to what you are now. So explain a little bit to our viewership.
Sure, happy to do so. And by the way, we had David join us last fall. He came into the office. He lives nearby in Ann Arbor. And so it was great to see him. And we ended up bringing the entire office into the conference room with him. And he was telling us about some fantastic stories over the years. So he's doing well, and it was great to see him. Carr's main mission is to inform and advise. And we do that in three different ways. The first is through our independent and original resource, which is really the core of what Carr contributes to the industry. And our focus is making sure it's independent and original, as unbiased as possible. The second way we inform and advise is through our events. And our flagship event, of course, is MBS, Management Briefing Seminar, which is held each August. In this year will be in Traverse City once again. That's August 5th through 8th. Great event, fantastic way to really learn about what's happening in the auto industry and network. And then the third method is through the way we inform and advise is through our programs. And so we have members that are affiliates or automotive community partnerships. These are both public and private organizations that join us, and we share with them our research. We also convene roundtables with them. We have quarterly briefings to which the members are invited to, and we offer discounts to our different events. So those are the means with which we inform and advise. And as always, Carr remains a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
And the irony is, you are probably tracking that industry that is changing the most as we speak. And so with that, what are you expecting? What are you focusing on in 24?
The transition has been incredible. Nothing the industry has seen in the past 100 years. And you're seeing, of course, the transition from internal combustion engines or ICE vehicles to EVs, electric vehicles. But at the same time, you're seeing a transformation of the way vehicles are designed. So the so-called software-defined vehicle is really changing the way vehicles are engineered. There's also, I would say, a recent resurgence in the desire for hybrid vehicles or plug-in hybrid vehicles as well. And so these are more than just market changes. These are changing the way organizations engineer vehicles as well. So tremendous amount of change, really exciting to be right in the middle of it.
Alan, let me ask you, the fuel cell, which was the hot item a while ago, has that gone away or in hiatus, or is there still progress?
Still research in that space. Honda, with their Honda Clarity, is still developing that, primarily out in California. And Toyota also has the Mirai, which is also a H2 vehicle. And General Motors is still doing research in that space as well. But I see hydrogen as being probably more applicable for long-haul trucking in the not-too-distant future. I think passenger car applications are quite a bit down the road.
And that's what we've heard, too, that it's going to go to that long-range trucking industry. And we're hoping that they'll have actual drivers in those trucks because there's a shortage of those guys as well. You're 6 months away from your management briefing seminars in Traverse City. Wonderful format. We got about 30 seconds. What can people expect there?
Expect another dynamite lineup of speakers. There'll be three main categories for us. This is energy and sustainability will be one. As usual, technology will also be a primary function there. And then finally, labor, economics, and policy. So those are the three pillars that we're lining up around MBS this year.
Well, as usual, we'll look forward to being there and I look forward to seeing you. Alan Amici, the president and CEO of the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thanks for being with us, bud, and the good job you do.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.